Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, and the quarterback, Jared Goff, joins us for our weekly conversation. Jared, as always, thank you very much for being with us. And a huge game coming up, but let's put a bow on the last one. How ridiculously good is Jahmyr Gibbs?
Yeah, he's pretty dang good. It was fun to watch him get loose there and have the type of game he had. And I'm happy we got him on our team, that's for sure.
You said something after the game, kind of paraphrasing here, that you can see fear in defenses. What does that look like from your perspective?
Yeah, when he gets the ball, you can just see the way that they try to rally and tackle him. You can tell it's a coaching point all week for them. And to be honest, it's no different with St. Brown and J-Mo, but I think in that game you could see it show up a lot with Jahmyr, where like those guys get in space and you can tell that the defenses are really breaking down to try to stay in front of them. And it's hard to tackle those guys, and he's one that we're glad to have on our side.
Every week you guys will mention that whether it's a win or a loss, that there are things that need to get cleaned up. After this game specifically, what needs to get cleaned up for the offense to be successful against Green Bay?
Yeah, you know, I think just continuing to get better on third down, that'll keep us on the field and lead to more red zone drives and then more points. And I think we are steadily improving, slowly improving, but we are finding more ways to convert, getting more guys involved and that whole thing. I think on first and second down, we actually were pretty good this past week and certainly ran the ball well and sometimes and threw it well on first and second down. But the third down stuff still needs to continue to improve.
You also mentioned that you wish you had a couple of plays back. Which was the one specifically that you're like, oh man, that's the one that really.
There's a few. We threw it 42 times. There's going to be a couple when you throw it that many times, and I don't know. I mean, just some of the decision. I think I got it to Gibbs in the flat maybe too many times. But you know, he breaks one of those tackles and goes to the house. We're saying great job. So you know, it's just the game you play trying to decide where to go with it. But in hindsight, you always want a couple back.
The last drive of regulation, you guys are losing to the Giants and it feels like a loss here and there might be panic setting in, at least with the fans, and you guys are in a must have it drive and you're able to run 13 plays in 2 minutes and 26 seconds and get into field goal range. Take us in the huddle, what you said and what was going through your mind before that drive.
Yeah, nothing was said. We knew we needed to go down there and at least get three. We really wanted to score a touchdown and just end it right there and put our defense back on the field to end it. But just came up a little short, got in a good spot for Batesy there. He made the long field goal, massive clutch field goal for us and put us into overtime. And I think we had a pretty good feeling once we got to overtime that we had a good chance to win. We felt like the momentum was kind of shifting that whole second half towards us. Just had to kind of, you know, push it over the top.
You said earlier about things slowly improving. We took a bunch of calls yesterday, fans concerned about the protection for Jared Goff and the drop passes. Are those things that can get better moving forward?
Yeah, I think it's kind of been a little bit of an anomaly there. I don't believe that's a trend that is anything that's indicative of who we are, what we want to be. The O-line's battling. They're banged up a little bit. They're doing what they can, and I thought they did a lot of really good things throughout that game and really did protect pretty well for the whole game. I know they'll want some of those back, but they're doing a damn good job right now, and I think the drop passes thing too. Like, yeah, it's going to happen one or two here and there. I don't see that being a trend for us.
Well, one more thing, because you mentioned Bates' field goal. Have you ever seen a field goal bend both ways? Did you notice that in real time when you watched it?
Yeah, it looked just like the one in Houston last year. And I'm glad he made it. Yeah, I mean, he's a great kicker, and it was a big one for us.
Did I get their hockey nickname in there? Did you call him Batesy?
That's what I call him, yeah. I don't know if that's his official nickname. That's what I like to call him.
Fair enough. First time around, the Packers did their best to stop the run, keep players in front of them. They did a great job really kind of limiting Jameer. I think he had 10 receptions in the game, but just for 31 yards. What did you see from that game, what the Packers did, that you're like locked in on this time around, that you're ready to go?
Yeah, well, we won't divulge all the secrets, right?
Right.
You know, I mean, they do a lot of good things, and we'll have ways to attack it. I think we're such a different team than we were then. I think they are too. They've evolved and changed, and things have changed up on their side, and as well as us. It's 10 games later into the season, and we certainly got ways we want to attack them, and they'll have ways they want to stop us.
I've learned a lot talking with you and with players over the years that when I'm going to ask this question, the kind of the default answer is all games are big, but how big does this one feel on Thursday with the Packers?
Yeah, I'm going to give you the same answer. They're all big. They all count the same, right? Like, this one counts the same as last week. And the difference is it's a division game. Certainly that makes it count a little bit more. And it's there's no secret there. It is a division game. We do want to win this one to improve our division standings and then hurt their division standings. That's all part of it. So they probably feel the same way. And that's all we think about.
Kind of piggybacking off of that and your response to that, understanding it, the division games obviously do mean more because it's the division at stake here. But is there anything else just subconsciously about Green Bay that makes it different? Like, is there a different feel to a Green Bay game than there is to a Bears game or a Vikings game?
Yeah, I think the only difference, I guess, maybe that they've been good for a long time. And I think you're aware of the history of their franchise and the standard of their franchise for so long. And certainly that's carried through since my time here with the Lions. And for the last 5 years, they've always been a tough team to beat. And so you're always aware of that. But yeah, again, dude, our division's as good as any division in football. It has been for the last 2 years. And every team in our division is good and tough. And these guys are no different.
Laporta's down. Khalif is banged up. Tell us a little bit about Isaac Tesla and his development behind the scenes, where he's made strides that you see in practice that it could manifest themselves on the field moving forward.
Sure, yeah, he's starting to become more of a complete receiver and develop, and as all rookies do, get better at certain things that he wasn't as good at in training camp and work on things and understand the offense more, line up correctly, the whole thing. So, yeah, he's getting better every day and improving, and he's starting to fill out his route tree a little bit where we can ask him to do a few more things. And so, yeah, that could lead to him getting the ball a little bit more, but we'll see.
I've always been curious about this. When the ball is snapped, from your perspective as the quarterback, are you more cognizant of your own personnel that's on the field or more aware of what the route trees and progressions are supposed to be? Like, are there nameless and faceless players out there, or are you firmly aware that who is supposed to be where you're targeting?
Yeah, it's a good question.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Typically, you know who's on the field, but like I'm looking at space. So I'm feeling voids in the defense. And yeah, like if Saint's supposed to be number one on the route, you know, I probably know that because he's who he is and I want to get him the ball. But it sometimes, you know, the spacing gets messed up and a guy will end up not where he's supposed to be. And you throw it to him and it's kind of funny because he, you know, isn't where he's supposed to be, but he gets the ball because he's in the open area. And so that can happen sometimes. But I guess to answer your question, yeah, I mean, I know who's on the field for sure, but you are feeling space to some extent.
You said something earlier about not wanting to give away secrets, and maybe this goes into that category. But given that Gibbs, you know, is what he is, how do you strategically get a ball to a guy that you know that the defense is going to directly try and take away? I suspect that Green Bay will give him extra attention on Thursday.
Yeah, I mean, he's not the first running back that they've played that's a good player, so they'll probably treat him the same way that they've treated other guys. And yeah, we'll see if they can stop it. You know, we'll get him out. We'll get him out and give him the ball in certain different ways and see what we can do.
Micah Parsons, Rashawn Gary, they can be a problem. Decker and Sewell on the offensive line, that can be a problem. How should we as fans appreciate these battles? And do you at sometimes just kind of wish that you could sit back and just really enjoy it?
Yeah, it is 5-star matchups, right? Like this is what you sign up for, and we got two guys on the edge that can play with anybody, and they got two, and you know, great rushers on the edge that can play with anybody too. So it's a great matchup. Our guys will be ready to go, and it'll be fun.
I've got a trio of Cal questions for you, if you don't mind.
Cal Berkeley, sure.
Yes. First, they fired their coach. As an alum, how do you feel about that?
You know, I'm a big fan of Justin and what he did with Cal, and I think he was doing as best he could. And I know they had to make some tough decisions, but I was always a fan of him. And but with that being said, I mean, I'm so supportive of the program, and will support, you know, where they move forward with and whoever they move forward with. And I hope it's a great coach who brings, you know, a lot of energy and fun and excitement to the team. But we'll miss Justin for sure.
A year ago, Fernando Mendoza was the quarterback. Now he's at IU. Have you kept in touch with him and followed his career as he's moved on to the Big Ten?
I wouldn't say I've kept in touch with him, but I have followed it. He's having a hell of a year and looks like he could win the Heisman. And I'm happy for him, man. That's awesome.
And lastly, before the season began, we were at training camp, and you welcomed a daughter into this world. Doug and I, and as the show, we got your daughter, Rome, a Cal onesie. We're wondering if she's grown out of that yet.
She probably has. She's growing fast, man. She really is. Yeah, but I don't know if we've even put her in it yet, to be honest, so I'm sorry. But she's been growing fast, and if we get a chance to get her in there, I'll get you guys a photo of it. But, you know, I always talk about that dog toy, that Gator dog toy. It's still alive. It's still Quincy's favorite.
Awesome.
And he's slowly tearing it apart. But it's great.
Final thing, any chance we'll see you at Michigan Ohio State on Saturday?
No.
Enjoy your Thanksgiving. Good luck against Green Bay. And hopefully we get to talk again next week.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Jerry.
Jerry Goff. Joins us every week here on 97.1 The Ticket. 248-539-9797.
Well, I'm excited about the game on Thursday. We've already determined, yes, it is. We've double-checked and triple-checked. It is, in fact, a big game. It's a massive game to see what the Lions are going to do against the Packers. And I can respect that Jerry's like, I don't want to give away any secrets. But, I mean, if we're just talking, guys just talking, and we all love to be the person who's calling plays, how do you devise a plan, a game plan against the Packers offensively after what happened the first time around when they really limited what the Lions were able to do?
He seemed pretty steadfast. We're not the same team. There's some interesting stuff in there. Anything stand out to you? 248-539-9797. Did Jared say anything there that stood out to you other than there's no chance he's going to Michigan, Ohio State?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. we host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.